other doors. I thought, man, what are they doing here? I thought I was entering one. Why are there other doors? Honestly, I thought stranger and you invited me in. That's it. I'm going into the stranger room. But then there are like all these other doors. I thought, what's happening with this? I'm slow. They were the back entrances to all of the other rooms in the hallway of life. You see, by entering one, you pick the door. Somehow you enter them all. But the rooms, the doors, they're not programs. They're not. It's not the Salvation Army. It's not the Red Cross. It's not Habitat for Humanity. It's not programs. The doors are people. Human beings that you and I will meet, and they live in the neighborhood. The routines of our day, the places we go, the people we connect to. God will give us eyes to see them, but the wanting begins here, where our hearts are tender. And as I pray, I ask that if you've been stirred and are awakened, that you simply stand in response to a willingness to be made willing. You're not there, but I ask you to stand in response to a willingness to get there. For you to take a risk. And yes, it is baby steps. It is awkward. It is messy. Welcome to the normal Christian life. Welcome to the kingdom of God. But Jesus meets us in the place of these relationships. I'm here to testify. He meets us in the place of these relationships. As we cross the lines of classism, as we cross the lines of racism, as we cross the lines of ethnocentricity, and we riskingly make ourselves vulnerable, Jesus, the living one, the risen one, he comes to us in this place. He reveals himself to us in a way that we'll never meet him in a Bible study, a worship service, or a good sermon. He reveals himself to us. And we understand anew something about the kingdom of God. What you have done unto the least of these, I'm coming back to the heart of word. What you have done unto the least of these. Dear Father, in Jesus' name, seal this word. Seal it up, Lord, that we might bear fruit. That we would not just be hearers, but hearers and doers. That we would become men and women who would build our houses on the kind of foundation that will withstand the adversity that is coming and that is present by doing with what we have heard. Save us, O God, from Phariseeism, from people who speak with their mouths, but whose hearts are far from you. Save us, Lord, from ourselves, and help us to get out of the hallway by opening a door. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. As we sing a song, stand if you want to be willing to be made willing. Amen.